And then today, I noticed some other beautiful curves formed by flyovers. Among these narrow and confined areas, they reveal a new space when we, like water, can meander through alleys or float over the congested ground and allow us to extend a long journey ahead. A simple curvy line can transform our space. Where else can we find such curves in our daily lives? Have a think about it for me. Park benches are no longer rectangular. More and more are individual crescent-shaped single seats. They might be more appealing visually, but no one can sleep on them anymore. You can only sit there by yourself. It feels a little lonely.
Grandma didn't want to take the subway and requested that we must travel by bus. She actually used to live in Jimsachoy in the past, so it is indeed her town. Upon hopping on the bus, she was so happy and couldn't stop talking. Although the buildings and shops she mentioned no longer survive, she still looked very excited. A secret unveil. She and Grandpa actually met in Jimsachoy. Grandma kept saying Grandpa was really handsome at that time. She didn't know why this guy could go from asking for directions to getting her phone number.
So we started from the peninsula.
Their first date began at the following solely on Grandma's instinct and walked into many hotels just to look for Mrs. Chan. Soon you feel like looking at the same faces in all the hotels. Everyone's dress, the things they talk, even the food they eat are all the same. And of course, we were rejected everywhere.
I hear a lot of sounds on the way. Like the sound of something goes down the toilet. Laughter's with the birds all together. And sighs for turning into a shadow. Anyway, let's take a break here, while the weather is so fine today. I'm feeling quite happy, and I'm fully relaxed. This moment seems to have been lengthened, being longer and longer.